we've heard of classification of matter. Today, we learn about properties of matter. In it, it's matter, weight, mass, volume, density, physical property, and chemical property. Ellie, what is matter?
Anything that has mass and takes its
volume.
Michael, what is weight?
A measure of the force of gravity of on an object.
Mass is the amount of matter in an object measured in grams or kilograms. What is volume, Ellie?
The amount of space occupied by an object.
Good job. What's density, Michael?
A measure of the mass of a material in a given volume.
Now, what's the formula?
Density equals mass divided by volume.
Good job. Ellie, what is physical property?
A characteristic of substance that can be observed without changing into another.
Chemical property is a characteristic of a substance that describes its ability to change into different substances. Does anyone have any questions?
No.
Today we are learning about states of matter. What are the three states of matter?
Solid, liquid, and gas.
Michael, what's a solid?
Phase of matter that has definite shape or volume.
Good job. And how are the particles in a solid?
Tightly packed in a pattern.
Good job. Now, Ellie, what's a liquid?
Phase of matter with a definite volume but no definite shape.
Now, how are the particles in a liquid?
Close together with no regular patterns.
Michael, what is a gas?
Phase of matter that has no definite shape or volume.
And how are the particles?
Separated with no regular pattern.
Or far apart. So, does anyone know what conversation of mass is?
No.
It's when an object or substance undergoes a phase of change. The mass of the object or substance stays the same. Hey class, do you know what the scientific method is used for? It's to help you think out experiments. Does anyone know the first step? Ellie!
State the question. We're going
over. Michael, do you know the second step?
Collect information.
The third step is form a hypothesis. What's the fourth step, Ellie?
Test the hypothesis.
Michael, what's the fifth step?
Record and study data.
Ellie, what's the sixth step? So these six steps help scientists do their experiment correctly and not mess up.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good job, guys. Now, guys, today for our lesson, we are learning about lab tools. Does anyone know what a graduated cylinder is?
Yes, Ellie. Tall, narrow container that has markings so that it can be used to measure the volume of liquids, measures in milliliters.
Now, does anyone know the thing that looks like a graduated cylinder but it's a little bit wider?
A beaker.
Good job, Michael. And what does it hold?
Used to hold liquids.
Good job. Ellie, do you know what a stopwatch is?
A device used to measure time.
Good job. Like what? Does anyone know what a flask is?
Can we delete a practice one?
Used to hold and heat liquids.
Good job. Now, what can we use a ruler for? Michael.
To measure stuff.
Good job. And what does it look like?
A straight device.
Good job, Ellie. What's a spring scale?
Spring scale is something that
used to measure weight or or the pull of gravity an object's force measures in.
What does triple beam balance measure?
Measures in grams or kilograms.
And what does it find?
The mass of an object.
Good job. Now, Ellie, we just recently had this lesson. What is a microscope?
Is an instrument that magnifies very tiny things in order to make them appear larger.
Good job, class. Hey, Ellie, what do you need?
I need help on the science safety rules.
Okay. I'll name some more human for you. Always follow directions in the lab and listen to your teacher. Michael, do you know any more?
Yes. No horseplay in the lab. No eating or drinking without permission. If you break something, go straight to the teacher and let him know.
Now, why do you need to go to the teacher if something gets broken?
Because if there's like a liquid inside, like chemicals, like you could slip and fall and get seriously hurt.
Now, if you get seriously hurt, what do you do?
Go to the teacher.
Good job! Ellie! Also,
if you can't understand, ask before after you're doing it.
Good job! Now, why do you need to keep your area clean?
To prevent accidents.
Good job, Ellie. Now, when you're smelling an odor, what do you do?
Waffle.
Good job. Today, we were learning about kinetic and potential energy. Does anyone know what type of energy kinetic energy is?
Kinetic energy is known as energy of motion.
And what is potential energy?
Object's position or condition.
Good job. So potential energy changes into kinetic energy, usually. And kinetic energy is its speed and mass. That's what it depends on. Does anyone know any examples of kinetic energy? Michael.
Swinging a bat. Speeding car chase. Sliding down a hill or slide.
Ellie, do you know any more?
Falling dark deck of cards. Spinning in a circle. Running around the block.
Anyone know some examples of potential energy?
Holding a baseball, stopped car at a red light, or standing at the top of the hill.
Ellie, do you know any more?
Domino standing in a row, laying down on the sofa, and sweet.
So, the most potential energy is when it's at the highest point. That's called gravitational potential energy. Now, kinetic energy is the most when it's about to hit the bottom. Today we are learning about objects in motion. So in this section is motion, direction, position, speed, distance, time, and reference point. This is what it all depends on. Now, motion is changing an object's position over time, relative to a reference point. Ellie, do you know what direction is?
Path along which something is moving.
So, pretty much up or down, left or right, and north and south, east or west. What's position, Michael?
The direction and distance the object is from a point of reference.
Good job. Ellie, do you know what speed is?
Distance it travels divided by the time it takes to travel the distance.
So that's pretty much the formula. Distance divided by time, and you get speed. Distance divided by time.
Identify which measures of an object's motion need to be made in order to find its speed.
Michael, what's the reference point?
An object or a point relative to which movement is determined.
Okay, it can be
object of motion.
Good job. Thank you, and goodbye.